Government says it considers the informal sector, especially small-scale businesses, key to solving the country's challenge of rising graduate and youth unemployment. Deputy Chief of Staff Johnny Osei-Kofi, at the launch of an apprenticeship scheme in Accra, said entrepreneurs have the capacity to shake the country's current economic frontiers and move the nation to a new dimension. This is why government continues to put mechanisms such as the Youth Enterprise Agency in place to push young entrepreneurs to widen their horizon. Rabna Power reports.
The apprenticeship scheme and database project is an initiative of the Informal Sector Development Foundation, IDEF. It will cater for the startup needs of the apprentice, while the database will identify and register all apprentices in order to provide a comprehensive national database. Deputy Chief of Staff Johnny Osei-Kofi said countries such as Japan and China use the informal sector to build on their defenses during war times and have moved over the years to improve their economies by way of job creation. He said Ghana can do same, and this is evident in the government's commitment of empowering young entrepreneurs by way of startup capitals.
Now they say clothes designer, those days we say seamstress or tailors. It's just like these days we use the word security instead of watchman. We are developing the real industries, the mover of the war effort, the mover of the Japanese economy. They were not the big factories, but in people's homes, in tiny villages, there were people there producing things that even fed the big industries. Your activities as individuals, as small-scale entrepreneurs, can move this country forward. The government of Ghana has realized this.
Executive Director of IDEF, Richard Senyosuma, enumerated some challenges apprentices encounter in their quest to establish themselves after training.
The challenges facing the apprentices in the sector are quite enormous, stressing on their inability to start up their own shops or businesses and also to graduate from apprenticeship period. The master artisans themselves don't have access to financial means and to develop an advanced industrial state. They prioritize apprenticeship. They put a lot of emphasis on apprenticeship. But in Ghana, it has always been a perception that those who are acquiring skills from the informal sector system are school dropouts and people who don't have the financial capacity or people who are mentally incapable of attending our mainstream educational system.
The National Association of Beauticians and Hairdressers, Ghana National Association of Garages, the Cooperative Fashion Designers Association, Youth Skills Training Foundation, Madina Muslim Tailors Association, Artisan Association of Ghana and the Progressive Association were the first seven associations to be enrolled onto the scheme.